Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
I'll start with the Yankees and the Phillies in Philadelphia. And yeah, there were home runs. You got a couple from Aaron Judge, who's got 39, and the newest of Yankees hit a couple.
And Chisholm hits one in the air, deep to right. Castellanos turns around. There it goes. Adios, amigo. Smooth jazz. Jazz Chisholm. His second home run of the night.
You like the smooth jazz?
Smooth jazz, yeah.
That worked for you?
I liked it, yeah.
Part of the Yankees' 14-4 blowout win in Philadelphia. Juan Soto, 3-for-5, big 2-run double in the fifth as well. Post-game on Yes, almost the screw-up with Meredith.
Two home runs for the newcomer, Jazz Chisholm Jr. Yeah.
Almost. She was able to fix it, whereas others like Keith McPherson on the fan couldn't.
Bring new blood in here, like a Chaz Jism who just like...
Whoops.
Chaz Jism.
Add to the list.
By the way, what happened to him last week?
Who, Chaz or Keith?
Keith.
What happened to him? I don't know. I wasn't here.
I don't know.
Okay.
Deal with this week's mess.
All right, I didn't know he had an issue last week. Okay, here is Jazz Chisholm. Not only did he hit the two home runs, he played third base and looked like a third baseman. So how was it?
Oh, I felt really comfortable at third. Felt back in the infield, felt great. I mean, that's where I feel like I deserve to be.
Are you spraying bleach? What the
Jazz Chisholm?
That?
It's bleach, man. This is bleach.
Dude, that's worse than the schmutz.
No, remember we had this stuff. We had this stuff for the COVID. Hopefully, it still works.
Oh man,
this is bleach, man.
The bleach smells like roses compared to this.
Yeah, but
spank.
Smelling this much bleach, not great. Not great.
You think that'll work on there?
We don't need. Oh, on the bot. No, but this is working just fine. Whatever the hell this is.
Chaz Jism.
Thank you. Here's okay. Aaron Judge. I might have homered twice, but you know what? I got to be better.
We're trying to get there. You know, I still struck out, I think, three times tonight. So we got some work to do. But, you know, luckily those times I struck out, guys behind me picked us up. Like, Wells is there in the fifth having that big at-bat to kind of put the game away.
That's Austin Wells with an RBI triple.
That's what they really need, Jerry.
Is Wellsy?
No, they need like, what do they call it? They call it like... secondary support.
Well, they had first support, secondary support,
yeah,
and third support.
When they get secondary support, they're very tough to beat.
And yes, they scored 14 runs. They're going to be tough to beat. Luis Gil better than Zach Wheeler, who got lit up 7 runs over 5. The Yankees just a half game behind first place Baltimore. The Orioles split 2 with Toronto. And along the way, you had this happen.
Here's the high hole, the pitch. Whoa. Up and in, and that got McCann in the helmet. He goes down in a heap. Ryan Ebel, the trainer, is out along with Brandon Hyde. Oh, man.
Oh, no. I mean, obviously no intent. Yariel Rodriguez has no idea where the ball is going. He got him in the face, Jeff. He's bleeding right on the field.
Yeah, and he was bleeding badly as I think he broke his nose from a 96-mile-an-hour fastball at him right in the face.
He looked unrecognizable.
When he talked to the media?
Is that a different guy?
Well, that's what happens when you get hit in the face with a fastball and you've got a black eye and a broken nose, and he stayed in the game.
Yeah, I did. I take a lot of pride in being tough and do everything I can to stay on the field. That's what I was able to do today.
Well, he stayed on the field all right and did look unrecognizable.
You know what I thought about, too? Maybe this is unfair.
Giancarlo Stanton.
No, Rory McIlroy. Misses a couple of putts, can't talk to the media. This guy gets his face rearranged, and he's out there talking to him.
I hear you. Now, he reminded me of a hockey player yesterday. Just, oh, God. I mean, even looking at it in slow motion, the ball basically just crushed his nose, and yet he stayed out there. And the
you go to work, you show up. You get paid to do a job. get a broken nose, so what? Fix it and let's go.
Okay.
I mean, I came in here after getting a hockey stick to the teeth.
You did.
And I had that little, like, oral surgeon climbing all over me to get that tooth back out of my jaw. And the next morning, I came in.
You did. You were here, even though you were numb.
That was at 3 o'clock. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. And I came right here.
You were drooling all over your chest.
Yes, I know. Yes,
I remember.
I still do that.
I was actually there, too. Garrett Cole, Aaron Nola tonight. We'll have him a fan at 6 p.m. First pitch, 6:40. As for the Mets, they also had a hit parade going at Citi Field.
The 1-2. Ripped in the air, right field. Kepler in. Can't get it. It drops in for a hit. Winker scores. He had to hold up. Good read, though, by Vientos, who goes to third. Jeff McNeil pulls a single to right and pulls the Mets in front. It is 2-1 New York.
And they would just cruise from there. 15-2 the final. So the Mets and the Yankees combined for 29 runs last night. The Mets going to 56-50 with that win. Every Met player in the lineup had a base hit. Pete Alonso, the game-tying home run before that. McNeil, go-ahead RBI single. Luis Torrens, 3 hits, 3 RBIs. All was good. And here was Pete Alonso. So how good was the offense? As only Alonso can tell us.
It was great. I mean, I thought 1 through 9, we were super great, super disciplined with the zone.
Super great.
Super great, super disciplined.
He's a super dork. Love him, but my God, yes. The Mets remain tied with the Padres for the second and third wild card spots, half game behind Atlanta. Tonight you've got Sean Manaea making the start, first pitch on WCBS 880 at 7:10. Also could have put some more space between themselves and the Diamondbacks, but Arizona came back with 4 or 5 runs in the ninth and beat the Nationals last night.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.